Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported, hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Antonia, I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson.
And I'm Emily, I'm an adult, and I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
Yay!
Hooray!
Yay! And so, Emily, and sometimes Quinn, occasionally Ingrid.
And Ingrid. her evil twin.
Yes. occasionally Gina.
Mm-hmm.
Previously Maddie.
True.
And sometimes some random other people off the street. But you usually not. But we're here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading.
All
that good stuff.
Good stuff.
Yay.
Hooray.
Yeah, so it's Monday. It's 3:30, so.
Time to talk about the books.
Yay.
And the good stuff.
And
any
all
good
that.
Stuff?
I don't know. Lots of good stuff. Lots of good stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I I had a book, and I read pretty much the whole book, and I loved it. And I talked about it last week, and it was really good, but I haven't finished it yet, but I'm like 30 pages from the end, so I don't want to start another book, but I'm like, I'm going to finish this book, and then I'm like, tomorrow. So I haven't started another book yet, but I'm going to talk about one of my favorite books, which is Tuck Everlasting. And I love that book.
I'm excited to hear you talk about it because I can't remember. I know that I recognize the title and I could tell you the author, who's Natalie Babbitt. But I could picture the cover of the book. But I don't know if I've ever read it.
Yes.
So I'm hoping when you describe it that I will figure out whether or not I've read it or not.
Yay. Well, it's about a girl whose name isn't Tuck.
Or Everlasting.
No. I don't remember what her name is, actually. But, so, she lives in a little house in a little town on a little road with a little fence around it. So, one day, she goes outside and she sees this toad. She's like, that's a nice toad. Yeah. And I don't really remember the significance of the toad.
But it's there.
It was there.
Totally happens.
Yeah. Yeah. So then there was this forest, and it was, like, behind her house, and she had never really been in there before. So one day she decided to go in there, and she said, you know, I'm gonna go into this forest. So she went in, and she was walking around for a long time. And then she came to a little well, brooky thing. Yeah, underneath a tree. And she was like, well, I'm thirsty, so I'm just going to take a drink from here. So she's bending down, and suddenly this guy comes up. And he's like, oh my gosh, no, don't drink from there, blah! And she's all like, yo, this is the forest that my family owns. What y'all doing in here? And he's all like, blah, you can't drink from that stream, blah! And she's all like, okay, yo, chill out, bro. It's all good. So, but then they start talking. Mm-hmm. They're all like, talky. And then they talk some more, and then they sit on this nice rock. And on the rock, they talk. And then they write a poem. No, just kidding, not really. And so she gets to know him real well. And then she gets to meet his family. But since he's not very intelligent, he tells her why she can't drink from the stream.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because the stream is really the fountain of life. And so him and his whole family have drank from this. And so they can't really stay in the same place for very long because then people will be like, yo, why aren't you getting older?
It's like the Cullens.
Yeah, it's like the Cullens.
That book totally continues to get more and more unoriginal every day.
Yes, yeah, pretty much. Yep. And so, she's all like, whoa, I want a drink from this fountain. And he's all like, no, it's horrible. And she's all like, wait a minute, how did you find out that you were immortal at first? And so they were like, well, a whole family drank from the stream except for a cat. So some farmers came. Yeah.
It was poor kitty.
No, poor kitty. So he was like, well, yeah, one day some hunters came and they were shooting some buck. And they saw a cow and they were like far away. So they thought, hey, that's probably a buck. Because they were very intelligent hunters, obviously. Yes, totally.
Wait, this is a cat or a cow?
A cow.
Oh, I thought you said cat.
So, no, well, I did. The cat
also did not drink.
But the cow did. But the cat didn't. So they were like, I'm going to shoot this cow. So they shot it. And bullet just went through, right through it. And it was totally fine. It was like, whoa. But then a couple days later, their cat died. Mm. And then their younger brother climbed up a really, really tall tree and fell out and landed on his head and got back up and climbed it again. And he was fine. So that's how they found out that they were pretty much going to live forever. And so now she knew. And she really wanted to come with them because the girl became really good friends with this guy. So she went with them. And the book was basically just about their lovely adventures. And it was all very romance-y, but it really wasn't at all, actually.
Because the characters are pretty young, right?
Yeah, it was like a subtle, beneath-the-surface romance. Mm. So, yeah, she was actually pretty young. She was like 11 or 12, but he was like 17.
Forever.
Yeah. And it was like, whoa.
So they don't age as well.
No, they don't
age. It's not just that they don't die, they don't age.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, since she was so young, you know, she couldn't really be with him because that would just be like icky and weird. So, some lovely stuff happened at the end that I'm not going to tell you about. Anyway, it's so lovely. I love this book. It's just great.
How long ago did you read it?
Well, I've read it a couple times. Because it's awesome, and it's not that long. It's pretty short, actually. And I think the last time I read it was probably about a year ago or so.
Hmm.
And it was pretty awesome. Yeah.
I want to know what's up with the toad.
I know. I think she, like, sees the toad again at the end or something.
Hmm.
Or she dumps immortal water on the toad or something.
And toad lives forever.
I don't know. Yeah. So.
Immortal toad.
Yes. So, yeah, that was pretty much that book.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever read it. It doesn't sound familiar, aside from the title.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. My friend was having a similar experience because I watched The Breakfast Club recently. Mm-hmm. And I was like, have you ever seen this? And he was like, well, I know the title. I have no idea what it's about. Never seen it. So I was like, yeah.
Did he like it?
Well, he never.
Oh, he didn't. You didn't watch it with.
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you were watching it with him.
No. But that was also a very good movie that I watched recently with Ingrid.
Yay.
And that friend was my friend Aiden, who I'm supposed to give a shout out to. So, hey, Aiden.
Hi, Aiden.
What's up? Yeah.
Watch The Breakfast Club.
Yeah. Totally.
It's great.
Yes. Did you see it?
I have seen it many times.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. I haven't seen it in a long time, but I saw it a lot when I was a kid and or a teenager and or a young adult.
Me. I found someone that looks exactly like Bender.
Like Bender?
Bender, who is the criminal. And I was like, whoa, you look just like Bender.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Did you say that to him or just in your head?
Just in my head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen it.
I was wondering how someone would respond to that.
Yeah.
They would know who Bender was.
I don't know.
Ooh.
Mm. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. I have a book I could talk about. I haven't finished it yet, though.
Really?
I hope that's acceptable.
It's acceptable.
I've been reading too many books recently. It makes it hard to finish them.
Although
I finished some comic books yesterday.
Ooh.
I got the latest in the Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Whoa,
comic book series.
Whoa,
they're in season 9.
Whoa, that's a comic
book. And there's one
series
left in season 9, and it comes out next month.
That's
and it's intense.
Whoa, that's a comic book series.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa. So Buffy, the TV show, went through 7 seasons, and then they picked up doing comic books eventually. Not right after, but...
But before that, there was the movie.
There was. And Joss Whedon, who wrote the movie but didn't direct it, was not really happy with the way it turned out. And so he made a TV series.
Oh, really?
That was very lovely.
Quinn
and I are both fans.
I've never seen the TV series, but I love the movie.
Oh, yeah?
I love the movie. Yeah, it's a great movie.
Then you may like the TV show. I liked it a lot. And the comic books are very fun.
Oh, really?
And it's neat because they get to do things in the comics that they couldn't do on TV because of budget constraints.
Oh, really?
So they can kind of go all out with the, like, crazy scenes and special effects and stuff.
Cool.
Because it doesn't really cost that much to make special effects when you draw it.
Yay.
But yeah, so I finished. I read the... I don't know what that would be called. The two last before the last comics for season 9.
This whole Buffy thing, there's like a lot of it, man. Mm-hmm. There's so much now they need is like a play.
That would be interesting.
A Broadway musical.
They did do a musical episode
of
the show. There's an episode of the show called Once More with Feeling where there's a dancing, singing demon that makes everyone in town sing and dance about... like discussing their problems.
great. That's great.
It's really good. But anyways, so that I did finish that, but I've been having trouble finishing other books I've been reading because I'm reading like 5 books at the same time. But I started a book called If You Could Be Mine by Sarah Farazan, which is set in Iran, and the main character's name is Sahar, and she's 17, and she is in love with her best friend Nazreen, who she's known since they were 6. And unfortunately in Iran, it is illegal, for 2 girls to be in love.
Aww.
And 2 boys as well. So they have to keep their love for one another secret. And then, one day Nazreen's parents decide that it's time for her to get engaged and they, you know, she gets engaged to this man. And Sahar is heartbroken. Is kind of trying to figure out what to do. And the place I'm in right now, she's just sort of recovering from the shock of learning that this is going to happen. And she's just met a transgendered person. I forget the person's name. Parveen, I believe. And in the process of meeting this person, learned that to be transgendered is not illegal because it's seen as a way of fixing what is wrong with you. So it's like you're supposed to be a man, so we'll fix you and make you a man so that you can live, you know, a nice legal life.
Yeah.
But God forbid you want to love somebody of the same sex. It's horrible. Yeah. So my understanding is that she's going to have to consider whether or not that's a step that she'd be willing to take in changing her gender to be with the person she loves.
See.
But that's like a huge thing to do.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't identify as a man. She identifies as a woman. So it's an interesting.
It sounds interesting. Is it a
topic.
True story?
No. It's a. I mean, it is fiction. It may be based on real situations. But no. It's fiction. And it's a debut novel. So this is Sarah Farazan's first novel. And she seems very nice. And I like the writing so far. My one pet peeve with books that are about people from cultures that have a different language than English is that all of the words that are in a different language are in italics. And I don't like that.
Mm.
It feels like it's a vocabulary test or something.
Mm-hmm. Well...
But I could see how it could be useful for some people.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I don't know.
Every time I see a word in italics, I'm like, come on. I could tell it's a word in a different language without it being in italics because I don't recognize the word.
Yeah.
That's how it works sometimes.
Yes,
But it's also a cute little book. It's sort of short and squat. And it has pretty little designs at the beginning of the chapters.
It does. They're pretty. Wow. So you're enjoying it?
So far, yes.
Do you have a favorite character?
Not especially. It's hard to say at this point, because I'm only about a third of the way in, if some of the characters are going to continue or not. But Parveen seems really cool, but I don't know how much of a part of the story she's going to be.
I see.
That's the person that was born male and transitioned to be female. The main character seems nice enough. As does the person she's in love with.
Yeah.
And luckily, so far, that person's fiancé also seems nice.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
So at least they're not, you know, engaged to a horrible person.
Is the fiancé aware of...
I don't think so.
I see. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, well...
And the main character's mother also passed away when she was younger. And it seems like had either suspicions or had also had like real discussions with her daughter about how she can't be in love with another woman. But she's not around to talk with about it anymore. So that's sad too.
Too bad.
She needs someone to talk to, and she just, you know, she feels like she can't really talk to her best friend about it because her best friend is so involved in what the issue is.
Is her father around?
He is around.
Is he nice enough?
Yeah, but I don't think she's going to talk with him about it. He's all right.
Lovely.
Yeah. And I started another book, too, because as I told you, I'm reading, like, 5 books at once.
I'm reading 2. What was your other one about?
Well, I have a few. So I have Fairy Tale Comics, which I can talk about briefly, which is from, it's a graphic novel collection from First Second. And I can't remember if I talked about it on the show before. They did a nursery rhymes book that was like 50 nursery rhymes that different comic artists kind of did their interpretation of. And this one's a fairy tale collection. And so far, I'm almost done with it. And it's a mix of like common Brother Grimm fairy tales, you know, ones you hear all the time, Hans Christian Andersen. And then some that are a little more obscure, either from other cultures, or just, you know, more like folktales that aren't as common as, say, Rapunzel. And some of the ones that you've read time and time again have a little twist to them. And some of them are just straightforward, what you're used to seeing. And then I like some of the new ones that I hadn't seen before.
Well, I feel like comic thing, that sounds like a good idea for fairy tales, because, you know, I think one of the larger audience fairy tales are kids, and kids, you know, they like to look at pictures, and they like to see things, and there's not as much, like, dialogue, and I think that kids would really enjoy that, because, you know, otherwise, I mean, I'm sure they love sitting there and listening to their babysitter, father, grandmother, older sister reading those, but they might like to see the pictures.
Yeah.
Are they nice illustrations?
Yeah, there's a lot of artists that I've read stuff from before, some of whom contributed to the last collection. But like Brett Hellquist, who did the illustrations for like the Lemony Snicket books. And what other ones? I forget what other books he's illustrated. But he's like he's a great illustrator. He does Rumpelstiltskin, which wasn't one of my favorites, but his artwork is very nice.
I like
Rumpelstiltskin. And then Raina Telgemeier, who did Smile and Drama.
Oh, yeah, she did.
She does Rapunzel, which has a little twist at the end. I know Emily Carroll contributed to the last one, I think, because I shouldn't say I know. Craig Thompson is a well-known graphic novelist, too. Not sure who of the other people you would know. Eleanor Davis did the cover art, which is really cute, which has Little Red Riding Hood reading a book of fairy tale comics with the wolf. Aww. And they're kind of smiling and laughing under the tree reading. Mm-hmm. And the huntsman is kind of scratching his head in the background. Mm-hmm. What's going on? It's cute.
Cute.
Yeah, but there's some neat stories. There's one that's The Boy Who Liked to Draw Cats. Mm-hmm. I hadn't read that one before. Mm-hmm. I guess it's based on a Japanese tale. And it's about a boy who likes to draw cats a lot.
Great.
And ends up becoming a hero due to his love of drawing cats.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like something them Japanese people would come up with.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, yeah. That's cute. I like cats.
And I liked the way, I forget who did it, but the Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Right.
Oh, let's see. It's right here. But it's done without words, which I thought was
cute.
Was neat. And that one's by Graham Annable.
Annable?
Annable. Yeah. Whose name I might be butchering. But
maybe. Maybe not.
But I'm trying.
Yeah. I think that's cute without words, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're fun. This book doesn't come out until September.
Late
September.
Well, Emily.
But you can put it on your to-read list.
You can. Yay. And then, you know, what would be a really cool way to get more books for your to-read list so you can seem really super, like, classy, like, yeah, I have a list of books I want to read, guys. Mm-hmm.
How's that?
You could go to our blog and you could see a list of books that we think have awesome titles, and the top 10 books that Antonia and Mamuda recommend the most, and you can just read random reviews of books that we were like, hey, I want to review this book, and you can even listen to archives of past shows, and then you can be exposed to all of these lovely or not so lovely books. And you can be like, whoa.
Not all books are lovely.
Not all. It's very true.
Sadly.
Sadly, sadly. And you can be like, whoa, I want to read this one, and this one, and this one. And then you can email us at wearebroundbybooks@gmail.com.
Oh.
Gosh, Emily. And you can be like, yo, I'm going to read this book. Mm-hmm. Or, yo, you should read this book. But then the only way that you would know which books we had recommended to is if you visited our blog, mm-hmm. which is wearebroundbybooks.wordpress.com.
True.
And you can be all like, yay! And you can have lots of fun with that. Because
mm-hmm.
you're cool. Yeah.
You sure are.
And Emily has nice eyebrows.
So does Antonia.
Just say.
That's the all the good stuff part. When we say we talk about books and all that good stuff. Yeah, eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
I try to use them wisely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You should try and use your eyebrows wisely, too, listener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody take a moment and try to move them around.
Ooh.
Wave them around like you just don't care, you know?
Yes, just like that.
Woo! All right, well, we are going to pass it off to the afternoon show.
Good afternoon.
But we will see you next week.
See you.
Also in the afternoon.
Yay.
At 3:30 on Monday.
Hooray.
Happy reading.